Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, find out what this is and why we're playing it. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So here we go. It is time to give away some delicious sauce, should the listener choose sweet barbecue sauce Fountain of Youth. Otherwise, it's just time to give away some kind of...
delicious green sauce, yeah.
You know that bit in Star Trek where Spock and Kirk put their hands on the glass together?
Yeah.
That's what it's like
That's
when you eat
Clough. Like, yeah. Powerful, yeah.
Joining us right now on line one is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show.
Rob.
So, Rob, let's cut to the chase. Yesterday we spoke to a listener named Alison in our feature, Is It Weird That I... What does Alison eat from the bottom up?
Oh, the Fab Ice Lollies.
Fab Ice Lollies is absolutely right, Rob. So, you've answered the question correctly. You have become a sauce whisperer, so only one thing remains. What's it going to be? Is it going to be a bottle of Clough or a bottle of Fountain of Youth?
Oh, as much as I like the barbecue, I think it's
got
to be the Clough,
though. Oh, making it 7-3. Seven listeners have chosen yours out of 10.
Nice.
Whereas I only have 3 choosing Fountain of Youth. Well, there'll be a chance to become a sauce whisperer tomorrow morning around this time. But for now, Rob, thanks very much indeed. Well done. You got yourself some merchandise. Nicely done. Have a great day ahead. Thanks for tuning in on 80s.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 7:08 on your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. These are the trending topics from across all social media across the world.
What you got for us? There's a lot going on, but you've got to narrow it down to 2 stories.
And also the stuff we can actually use on this family-friendly entertainment breakfast show.
That's often the problem, isn't it? But there's a story about Welsh road signage, which is lovely.
Now,
it's family-friendly and everything.
This.
Dan on Instagram sent me this. This is an amazing story about Welsh signs. Obviously, the road signs in Wales have to be in English and in Welsh language as well. So there was one example from a few years ago. An official at the Highways Department emailed the English wording of a new sign he was putting up to the translator, and on receiving a reply, proceeded to have the sign made and installed. So the sign just said, no entry for heavy goods vehicles, residential site only. But unfortunately, a few weeks later, Welsh-speaking drivers got in touch to point out the Welsh sign actually read, I'm currently out of the office. Please submit any work to the translation team.
No.
So he got an out-of-office bounce back, and that went up on the sign. Amazing. An amazing story from the socials. And then an amazing fact that some people are just learning about this very day.
Today years old
material, this is. Someone called Hot Patootie, an Irish woman called Culchy Spice on Twitter yesterday, right? She just found out that boys have been weeing on little yellow scented tablets their whole lives. She says, what a weird thing to keep secret. And she basically just discovered urinal blocks, your classic urinal block.
Because she hadn't used a urinal.
She'd never been in there, so she'd never seen them before, and was amazed by these little yellow.
So she's saying we've got some like dirty little secret going on in the urinals.
You didn't tell me there was cake.
Don't eat that! Hot Patooties, don't Tony that.
And then it went on, the thread underneath went on to show her how some urinals have goals in them with balls that you can aim the football side to, yeah, towards the goal using your wee. There's a whole world of fun,
wow,
to be had in
thread.
Urinals. Yeah, yeah. It's an amazing
this is
thread.
Why Matt does this, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Did I tell you where what I had went to a urinal at the weekend? Did I tell you where?
you didn't. I can't believe we made it all the way to Tuesday. You've not told me the story from the weekend.
I cannot believe what I had.
Please.
It was what I thought was a euphonium, like a proper brass instrument, like a sort of
trombone.
You want
to go to the doctor about that, mate.
There was three of them lined up in the urinal, and you wee into the bottom of a trombone.
Are you sure you're meant to?
Yeah. You weren't actually at the bandstand again by mistake, were you?
Well, as someone pointed out, it wasn't a euphonium. It was possibly a marching baritone horn.
Right.
So, but there were no urinal blocks.
Imagine the movie Brassed Off if Matt had been in it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio on your Tuesday morning. This is where real music matters, which is why in just over 15 minutes' time, you're going to get the chance to take part in 10 weeks of tickets and see Liam Gallagher perform Definitely Maybe live before your very eyes. We do have a lot of that real music, you know. In fact, we are one breakfast show, but with 9 different playlists. You can effortlessly skip around in the free app. It's on your smart speaker or via your DAB radio. And we're going to examine a few of the songs that are coming up this hour with another game of blind ranking. So, Matt and Glenn, you're going to blind rank 3 songs that are coming up across the decades. But we've got a little bit of a twist today, and it comes courtesy of one of our listeners, which are the best kind of twists, in my opinion. So this message came in yesterday, and it said, "Hey, Dave, we ended up playing blind ranking the other day, but instead of ranking first place to third, we were blind ranking them to the following categories. 1, your first dance at your wedding. Mm-hmm. 2, happy to be stuck in a lift with on repeat, minimum 20 plays back to back. And finally, the song to be played at your funeral."
Ooh.
"Just an idea," said Rob. "Well, Rob, you know what? We're going to do it live, and the nation going to play along as well, so we're doing it. So I have got 3 songs for you, and you're going to need to tell me which one of those 3 categories you're going to put it to.
Okay.
And we start this morning with this, which is coming up on Absolute 80s. So it's Wham. It's Club Tropicana. You don't need me to tell you that. But what I would need you to tell me, Matt, is first dance at your wedding, stuck in a lift on repeat, or at your funeral?
I think it's a funeral banger. I think it's an upbeat funeral hit. Yeah, I think it'd be quite nice. Nice way to bow out.
Go ahead.
Lift on repeat.
Really?
Lift on repeat. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, because it sounds like the sort of jaunty thing you might hear in an elevator. I'm not saying George Michael ever wrote elevator music.
No. I see your point. Okay. So, it's in there. Matt's having it as his funeral song. Will he regret it?
Mm.
Will he regret seeing his family move to tears whilst listening to this little ditty from Absolute Radio Naughties?
It's going to be a funeral march, isn't it?
Yeah, here we go. I don't want to picture them, but I can see them now.
They call me help.
Oh, yes.
So you've avoided this being played at your funeral, Matt.
Yeah.
It's the Ting Tings, that's not my name.
This screams some sort of orchestrated dance routine, doesn't it?
Be your
first dance. I think it's... As much as I don't want to, I couldn't listen to this 20 times back to back. So it has to be first dance, Ting Tings.
Okay, you're going for the first dance. This is where Katie's crying again. This is her wedding.
Choreographed routine.
That's enough to bring anyone to tears.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn?
I'm not a huge fan of the song, so I'm going to go with Funeral, because I'm not there.
You won't be there to hear it. Fair play to you. So that means what we have here is the song that Matt is going to be stuck in a lift with 20 times on repeat minimum, and Glenn, this is your first dance. Here we go. It's like a G6 by Far East Movement coming up on 10s.
I was not expecting that.
Can you see Atherton at your wedding?
Yeah. And it's getting annulled immediately afterwards, whether I like it or not.
So there we go. All of that music coming up across the network. Thank you to listener Rob and his friends for the idea. We really enjoyed it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Be warm, Mr. Welcomes to the Breakfast Show. Exciting times ahead as Bush and Richie are going to be joining us live on the show just after 8 a.m. to talk about the launch of their brand new premium station, Absolute Radio Calm. A really nice idea as part of Mental Health Awareness Week. We're going to be talking to the boys, what inspired them, what it's actually going to sound like. As I say, that's coming up in just over 30 minutes' time. But speaking to them and listening to the Home Time show last night has kind of inspired me to ask you the question, which TV themes calm you? Get in touch at 8, 12, 15. We're going to explore this in greater detail and play you some absolute bangers a little later in the show. Matt, when I said Boone, I've known you for over 15 years. I presumed it would be Boone would be the one you would choose.
But I don't dislike the theme
tune. You've been too tepid around it. Let me remind you. Oh. You love this.
Hi-ho, Silver. Do you remember this, Glenn?
No.
Are you feeling calm? Now?
Jim Diamond came out in 86. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
God, no, it is good because the happy memories of Michael Elphick and Mike, motorbike courier / private investigator.
Remember it now, Glenn? Are you sure you're not going to choose this one for when we get into this properly?
I mean, it's an option, but I've got another couple that I think.
Another couple?
I think are better,
oh, it's going to wow
more
us.
More calming.
It's coming up a little later on. Calming TV themes. Glenn, I need you to have a think as well, okay?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it's all about seeing Liam Gallagher at London's O2 Arena on the 6th of June. He is going to be performing the Oasis album, Definitely Maybe, in full, which is why we are playing a game called Definitely, which means yes, or maybe, which means no. And they're all questions based on the life and times of my co-host and friend, Matt Dyson. And top of the pile, playing along, we have Shan. Good morning, Shan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Shan, hi, welcome Shan. To the show. Shan is a healthcare assistant. She loves Absolute Radio 90s and classic rock, and she loves Liam Gallagher. So it's all to play for, Shan. Do you know your Matt Dyson?
I'm really hoping so.
Okay, well, let's get down to business, shall we? Matt, this is your quiz, so you can do the questions.
All right. Question
go ahead.
One. Question number one. I own two dogs, one named Liam, the other named Noel. Definitely or maybe?
I'm going to say maybe.
That is correct.
Yes, of course.
Two dogs, they're called Bertie and Fred.
Bertie and Fred. This is good. You need to get all three right to win the ticket, Shan, otherwise they're going to roll over to tomorrow's show.
Question number two. I have a penchant for a Penfield Sunbeam yellow fleece that my family say makes me look like a Tesco delivery driver. Definitely or maybe?
Oh, yes, you do. Definitely.
Definitely. It's correct. Yes.
Yes, you do.
Going very well so far, Shan. And question number three, the only impression in my brother's repertoire is Perkin from the popular 70s children's TV show, The Flumps.
Definitely.
You're saying definitely. Let me jump in here with a piece of audio. It's over to Tom Dyson, Matt's big brother. Here we go.
Come on, Posey, said Perkin. Let's go to the boond.
And on that note, you
clearly Perkin.
Oh, it's incredible. You knew so much about Matt Dyson's life. But most incredible of all, Tom's audio getting played again on the Breakfast Show.
I can't believe
My goodness. What? Take us through your fond memories of Perkin from The Flumps, Shan. You got nothing? Okay, fair enough. Great having you tuned in on 90s and classic rock. Enjoy the gig. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shan. Have a lovely day ahead. There'll be another chance to win tomorrow morning. Plus, of course, on the Home Time show. And by the way, the boys are going to be joining us live in about 15 minutes' time. They've got your chance to see the Eagles and AC/DC.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, which we launched yesterday, Bush and Richie from the always wonderful Hometime Show have launched a brand new premium station, and its name is Absolute Radio Calm. The boys were talking about it on the show just last night. It's a series of soundscapes and moments that we hope will bring you a bit of tranquility to your life when you feel you need it. From birdsong to walking on a beach, country walks to a journey through a rainforest, it will hopefully help you switch off, just give your mind a little bit of a rest. And to tell us all about it, I am so pleased to say, on lines one and two, it is Bush and Richie. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Hey.
I do not feel calm. I'm already, I already feel shook by the introduction to you onto the wireless here, Bush. Boys, this is a lovely thing you've struck upon. Would you like to tell us all about it? Bush, I'll start with you.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's kind of stressful modern life, isn't it? When you turn on the news and all that kind of stuff. So we just thought that we needed to come up with something that allowed people to get a bit of escapism from the stresses of modern life and everything that's going on in the world at the moment. And we just happened upon this idea of creating a radio station, Absolute Radio Calm, filled with soothing sounds that will allow our amazing Absolute Radio listeners to tune in for a little bit and kind of tune out from all the noise. And it's just made up of sounds that have been suggested by the listeners of things that they find soothing. And I think the thing that's been amazing is just all the different noises that work for different people. Everyone's different with something that particularly suits them.
Richie, I mean, at the very top of this talky bit, I talked about walking on a beach, the sound of country walks, the sound of, you know, a journey through a rainforest. Take us through some of the sounds that are going to be included on Absolute Radio Calm.
Well, the ones that you've just listed, but you can find calm in many other places as well. And some of the soundscapes that we've found have included a laundrette in Wembley called the Kelvinator Laundrette. Also, we sent our producer Harry out on a train journey to the West Midlands, just getting the atmosphere of a rumbling train down the tracks. One that I've always found particularly relaxing as well. They are both atmospheric places that really can chill you out.
So, I mean, obviously, Richie, we know that when it comes to the ambience of a long train journey, that is going to be your calming place. Bush, what about you? Because, you know, obviously, I follow you across socials. Calm is something you don't strike me as being. You know, it's just constant threats of violence after threat of violence. So what sound do you find calming? Is it the sound of a body hitting the bottom of a skip? Or, I mean, what is
smashing.
It?
The silence of me vanquishing my victim.
No, but was there, you know, we know that Rich is all about the trains and that's a beautiful thing, but what about you, Bush? I mean, what were you thinking?
Well, for me, I mean, I grew up down in Devon, in Torbados, so for me, it's just the sound of the sea, being by the seaside, and even here now in Leon Sea and that as well, is, you know, that for me kind of does the trick.
I thought you were going to say Traygo Mills for a second. The sound of the trolleys in Traygo Mills.
The sound of a trolley is you go and buy yourself a floppy disk and a bullwhip and some gym-friendly trainers.
Okay, gentlemen, well, we think this is such a wonderful thing. That's why I was so keen to get on The Breakfast Show. In fact, I have a suggestion for Absolute Radio Calm. Would you mind if I kind of pitched it into you next? Is that okay?
We'd love that.
Wait right there, boys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where a big piece of news that we're all in love with is that as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, Bush and Richie are launching a new premium station named Absolute Radio Calm. Now, the boys are still with us. They've taken us through some of the sounds you can expect to hear if you just want to take a moment to switch off. And we all need to do that from time to time. So Matt and I had a conversation, and we've got an idea for you. Are you ready to hear this, lads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nothing will relax people more than the sound of... And get this, if you're driving, pull over.
Yeah.
Leona Graham listing... I said pullover. Leona listing off types of rock star hats in a laid-back yet slightly aggressive way. Oh, gentlemen, yeah. I will let the audio do the talking for you. Everybody, breathe.
Slash his hat. John Bon Jovi's hat. Adamant's hat. Felix's hat. Chico's hat.
Chico's
hat. Richie's son Boris's hat. Slash's
hat. And again, Leona. Just then, all the stresses.
Adamant's hat.
Ease away.
Felix's hat. Chico's hat. Richie's son Boris's hat.
And that is Leona Graham listing off types of rock star hats in a laid-back yet slightly aggressive way.
It felt like one of those radio competitions where it says a series of numbers of money and you have to say stop. I just won Chico's hat. Oh, that's the one. I want to bank that one.
Gentlemen, Richie, I'll start with you. Has he got any chance of making the final edit of Absolute Radio Calm?
I've got a feeling you might know the answer to that one already.
Gentlemen, you know what? It's such a lovely thing, and I'm so pleased you took the time to kind of come on and tell the breakfast crowd all about this. You can listen to Absolute Radio Calm in the free app, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm. It is a real thing and an important thing on Mental Health Awareness Week and beyond that, all year round. Chaps, I have to ask, the way the footballing landscape looks at the moment, Bush, your Everton would have to try and lay down in front of Richie's Arsenal for them to win the league, should the unexpected happen between Man City and Spurs. How is that? What is that kind of atmosphere is that creating during the home time show?
Well, do you know what? I think we've been very lucky because it looked like there might be a situation where Arsenal might need to win the last game of the season to win the league and Everton might need it to win the last game of the season to stay up. So as long as we've avoided that, I think we're absolutely fine, aren't we?
Yes, we'd spotted this storm on the horizon many, many, many months ago. Thankfully, the storm clouds have parted and hopefully Everton are on a lovely beach right now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, playing in their flip-flops, as I've heard some of the pundits say. Okay, gentlemen, listen, well done once again on Absolute Radio Calm. What a beautiful thing you've created, and we'll speak again real soon. The boys are going to be back this afternoon from 4 p.m. Give it up for Bush and Richie, everyone. Cheers, lads.
Yes. Thanks, fellas.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 8:35 on your Tuesday morning. Bush and Richie were on the show earlier talking about Absolute Radio Calm, something they created for Mental Health Awareness Week. It is free for 2 weeks as part of Premium. You can listen to it in the app. It's also available on your smart speaker. And inspired by their fine work, I'm asking you which TV themes, specifically TV themes, just make you feel a sense of calm. So, Matt Dyson, we started discussing this just after we came on air, and I thought it was going to be Boon for you.
Yeah.
And for the last 3 hours, you've been holding on to the calming TV themes from your world, and I am fascinated to know what they are.
Well...
So, what we got first?
I don't think you'll be too surprised to hear that the Lake Poets are amongst them.
On the river where you used to build the boat.
Sunderland Till I Die.
Yeah.
Just relax and sink down to League One.
So relaxing. Watching them.
As a Charlton Athletic fan, I find that very hurtful.
Never skip this intro. Never skip it.
Do you know, it was one of the few intros you skipped.
It's
lovely.
I hope when Springsteen plays the Stadium of Light this summer, he's going to do a little cover.
Can you imagine how the Lake Poets would feel if the Boss covered this?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Okay, you had another choice.
Yeah, well, my other choice was a bit more Route 1. It was Clamad for their theme.
No one's ever said Route 1 and Clanad in the same sentence before, have they?
I mean, it is a real classic.
What is it from?
Robin of Sherwood, remember that? It was Jason Connery as Robin Hood. Robin, the Hooded Man.
Producer Dave, you love this.
This music doesn't seem very of the Robin Hood time.
No.
I hate hearing synths in many stuff. I hate it, and I don't know why. Yeah. It's such an irrational hatred I have.
Yeah, it was a weird
like guitar and the bow and arrow.
Yeah,
but it's like a sort of medieval mixed
medieval
with
synth.
Medieval synth. Yeah. It's a bardcore in a way.
What are you gone for, Glenn?
I've gone for Cheers.
Okay. Oh.
Just reliable. Sometimes
you want calming.
Calming.
Oh, so nice.
A song that's imperative you don't listen to the other verses. The actual sitcom version is perfect. It's really relaxing.
Never heard
and then it just escalates wildly. And it's someone's really bleak life. And it's like, well, your therapist run away from you and your kids don't like you and you keep murdering hitchhikers. Well, it escalates. It escalates.
Talking of escalation, didn't you watch every single episode of Cheers back to back? Wasn't that part of your...
Yes, in lockdown. Yeah. So that's the we need the context of that. It was like kind of other stuff on. So what did you do?
It's very calming for Glenn because he had nothing else to do but sit on the sofa. I've gone with this. Now, I don't remember this show because I'm 28 years of age.
Of course,
but I remember old man Lockett over there, the Hypebeast Womble, he made me use this for a feature that we created called Nana Moves. And that was when I fell in love with what I know as 090123 AR theme Golden Girls. That's all I knew it was. But it's calming, isn't it?
It's great.
It's
I love it.
It's a lovely song.
Sarah in Maidstone has popped up here. Says, morning, Dave. Calming TV theme tunes. There's only one. It's got to be Murder, she wrote.
Ooh.
It's grim content, but oh so calming, she concludes.
Yeah.
Grim is in a criticism, or is that about the murders?
Yeah. The murders, presumably. It's quite a light-hearted show, really.
You're looking for TV themes that calm you. Ian believes we can look no further than the theme to Bread. I can't wait to make producer Ellie watch three episodes of this back-to-back when she returns from a holiday.
Oh, she will love the Boswell family.
She will. The effects of the Boswell family.
I just assumed this would be done by the band Bread.
Oh, yes.
You get 2 for 1.
Was it the cast?
I think you get a discount if you name your sitcom and the band after the same thing.
Was it the cast that sang this?
No, there seems to be multiple voices going on.
Such a good feature.
Matt, your memories of Bread?
I wasn't a fan of the show, to be honest.
Okay, great. Thank you, back to the show.
Was Billy Crystal in it? Is that the one?
No.
Am I thinking of a wrong show?
Yeah, no, Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal definitely wasn't in Bread.
Not. What country is Bread from?
Well, it's from Liverpool. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Billy
Crystal might have been
it's about the mishaps and adventures of a working class family in Liverpool and what kind of goes down amongst all of the kids, and they gather around the family table and they all put the said Bread, which is money, into a porcelain chicken.
Yeah.
I've got no idea.
Billy Crystal's not in it.
No, I don't know why.
He's on Monsters University. Yeah, that's it. Keep coming. 8, 12, 15. The TV themes that, for some reason, calm you slightly. It's nice.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 8:49 and 27 seconds on your Tuesday morning. And Terry in Cardiff has got in touch and she says, Dave, listening to the Bergerac theme is like being on a spa day.
Oh, yeah. Summertime.
Now, Billy Crystal was in this.
Yeah.
I suppose this is quite a calming.
It is quite nice.
I like the horn section there as well. Yeah.
Love it.
Or is it calming, or is it kind of getting ready to go out?
Oh, do you think it's
Is it mischiefs on the horizon on a Friday night?
It's hotel bar territory.
It's splashing a bit of brute on.
Yeah, pre-loading.
Making your way down.
While drying your hair.
Now, Gail has struck gold here. The theme tune from The Detectorists by Johnny Flynn is so calming. Okay. I love it. Now, this was...
I really loved it.
Mackenzie Crook.
Crook with a metal detector.
Yeah, and it was just a lovely... It was gentle television.
That was a Cluedo-sounding sentence, wasn't it?
In the field.
What a way to go. But the theme tune was as calming as the TV itself.
Oh, yes. Climb through the briar and bramble. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Gail in Swindon says, makes me think of warm, sunny days chilling by a river.
Yes, so calming.
Did they ever find the gold in the end?
I remember I really loved the first series. Then I sort of lost it a little bit.
Oh, what a thing to say for the chorus.
Sorry,
not for me.
The timing of that is amazing. Can he talk up to the vocal? No, but he can severely critique a television programme the chorus of the theme tune.
I don't know what happened. I
remember listening to it, and then by the end of the first series, I'd lost interest. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Michaela in Kent. There's only one TV theme tune that calms me because it instantly takes me back to a simpler time, Dave, and that is, of course, the theme tune to Nickelodeon's The Rugrats.
Oh, yeah.
This used to be my ringtone.
Really?
Yeah. How cool badgy is that?
Yeah, grow up. Yeah.
That's from Michaela in Kent. So the reason we're discussing the... You know, I'm just going to wrap it up there, but I think we should keep going with this.
There's more coming in, yeah.
Let's do it. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. There's more of these on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where after Bush and Richie joined us on the show to share their vision for the brilliant Absolute Radio calm, we decided to ask, which TV themes calm you? And we've had so many of them that we've been sharing that we're going to have to do a few more.
Yeah.
Because Eddie in Farnborough says, Dave, the TV theme that relaxes me the most is the Neighbours theme.
Oh. I suppose, yeah.
I have to say, though, only the original is relaxing, not the Leona version.
Oh, can we play it again?
No. We've actually had a cease and desist from Leona.
It was deleted from the system.
Honestly, Leona, earlier on we were going like, Slash's hat.
Yeah, she didn't mind that.
Zambora's hat. She loves all that, but yeah. The Neighbours theme was just too far. We kept going too far with it. Richard Malden actually finds it quite calming to listen to the theme tune to The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, watching the car bonnet, move around.
I think he's got a relaxing life. He's got a swimming pool, big kitchen.
Yeah.
Apart from all the holes he has to dig, he's got a really calm
What's
life.
He so stressed about, man?
Midsummer Murders is a left-of-field suggestion from Amanda. Or, as I like to call it, the British Sopranos. Is this calming?
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of this. It's whimsical, isn't it?
It's a bit like Erie, Indiana. Do you remember that show?
It's very similar.
Do you know what? I've just realised I've never watched an episode of Midsummer Murders either.
Does it exist?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Mark, actually, the Hypebeast Womble executive, looks shocked that we'd never seen Midsummer Murders just then.
He's a completist, isn't he?
More on that tomorrow on your cool badge day.
Yeah.
And finally, calming television in the mind of Nick in Mill Hill is the theme tune to The Night Garden. Oh, he says it's like a sedative.
So right. That's what it's designed for bedtime.
Oh. Also about people being bumped off in a small village, I think, isn't it? Yes, this is calm.
Yeah.
You can listen to Absolute Radio Calm in the free Absolute Radio app or by asking your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm. Thanks once again to Bush and Richie. What a lovely idea for Mental Health Awareness Week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, look at that. Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2024's edition of The Breakfast Show is finished. But what an edition of The Breakfast Show it has been. Thank you for tuning in and joining in. The whole thing is available shortly in podcast form, but based on the ringing of the podcast name bell, which I'm going to stop now because that's very annoying. What was it called? We got Weeing on Little Scented Blocks, All Your Life is a Weird Secret to Keep.
Yes.
You weren't at the bandstand again by mistake, were you? It's getting annulled immediately. Mm-hmm. Bergerac Spa Day. Oh. Midsummer Murders is the British Sopranos. Just relax and sink down to League One. And was Billy Crystal in Bread?
Amazing question from Glenn, that was. I think we should go with the lovely line from Terry in Cardiff, the Bergerac Spa Day.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to go. I want the full John Nettles treatment, please.
Bergerac Spa Day is a lovely name for a daily podcast. It's also a lovely way to play us out this morning.
Oh, yes. Imagine that.
Leona Graham's up next. Tea Break Trivia. The details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £120,000.
Slash his hands.
We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci. Oh, and enjoy yourself a little Bergerac Spa Day.
John Nettle's hat.
Are we now eating into Leona's showtime with this?
I hope so.
It's good, isn't it? It's got a minute, 7 seconds left. Don't touch that dial. You know what I feel sorry for? Those who have chosen classic rock as their one of our nine different stations, and now they're listening to the Bergerac theme. Could be further apart. Wiz Enter Sandman! Yeah. Right, that's it now. We've got to go.
I'm feeling calm now.
Feeling calm? There's just no end to this theme, is there?
It goes on. I've never heard this.
Because there was nothing else to do in the 80s.
This was the 12-inch extended version.
Right, I'm saying goodbye now. We're going. Oh, no. I can't go during the solo.
The French influence on the Isle of Jersey.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
No, come on. Let me have a little sip of water.
Leona's not in a rush, it's fine.
She's banging at the studio door.
Yeah.
That's why I put both those locks on it. It's like The Walking Dead in here. Right, that's it. We've got... Let Leona in!